Hi, Mary Burdett of the Grey Fox Bluegrass Festival. This is Chris Wink at WEXT. How are you?
I'm great. I'm really looking forward to a fabulous festival. I'm happy to talk with you guys.
You look like you guys have set up an amazing festival this year. And I wanted to sort of touch on the overall vibe for this festival. I mean, everybody comes away from Grey Fox Bluegrass as if they've been to almost like a religious experience.
It's funny because I always feel like I've almost put my finger in an electrical socket and gotten recharged when I am here and then I leave. I just feel like I'm sort of all electric, and I know that other people feel that way too. And it's such a sense of community. People have been coming for years, for generations, actually. A couple of years ago, we sent a video team out to do some video of the families that come. And they came running back and said, we found four generations out there, four generations of one family. I think that says a lot for the festival. You know, it's really family friendly. It's also really exciting. There's music going all around the grounds. The camping experience is great. People feel like they've been energized, and they do get energized here.
I would think that folks who are so much in love with music might feel like kids in a candy store there. You guys have, what, six stages going and more than 40 artists playing? As a festival goer, how do you know where to go?
I think it's a mix, but I think that the real serious bluegrass fans, they look at the schedule and they go, okay, at this time I'm going to be here, and then I'm going to go over here. And we have a nice schedule that is in our program book, and it's downloadable. So people plan their weekend starting with an open mic that we do, which is really fun. It's now in our eighth year. Mother Judge, she actually works for the festival and is our volunteer coordinator, and she runs the open mic. And right through the whole weekend.
I'm on the phone with Mary Burdett from the Grey Fox Bluegrass Festival. It's greyfoxbluegrass.com for details about the festival and to download your own schedule. With all the great artists that you have there, how do you choose somebody to be artist in residence? You've got Billy Strings there this year.
Well, you know, our producer, who's Mary Tyler Daub, has a phenomenal eye and ear for the next best thing, so to speak. She, a couple of years ago, discovered Billy Strings. He played here, I think, maybe 4 years ago, and then last year, maybe 3 years ago and last year, and then this year, she just really wanted him to be an artist in residence. He is like totally up and coming. He's a genius on the guitar. He writes amazing stuff, and he's like 25 or 26 years old and has the soul of an 80-year-old bluegrass guy from wherever. He's an old soul and a young body. You know, I want him for the artist in residence. And it's the first time that we've ever had, quote unquote, an artist in residence. He's going to be popping up here and there on the stage unannounced, basically, so, you know, people can keep their eyes open and go, there's Billy with so-and-so, and there's Billy with so-and-so. And then you can also count on him inviting other people up to play with him in his sets. He'll be all over the festival this year.
That's great. That's awesome.
Yeah.
You guys have Hot Rise there celebrating their 40th anniversary.
Yeah. Yeah, 1978. Can you believe it?
No, I can't.
Yeah, I think between Hot Rise and Dell, the Curry Band, those two have won more IBMA, which is the International Bluegrass Music Association, awards than any other band ever. Over the years, even though, you know, Hot Rise really doesn't tour that much anymore, they still hold an amazing record, you know, in terms of IBMA awards, and as does Dell.
You have Dell and you have Sam Bush with his band as well.
Yep, the father of Newgrass music. He is here with his amazing band, or he will be on Saturday. And Jerry Douglas, he's dropping in to do a solo set, which is always, I have to say, the word that comes to mind is exquisite. I mean, he's just an exquisite player. But he also has another persona, and that persona with Red Knuckles and the Trailblazers, which is the alter ego band of Hot Rise. That's kind of complicated, but they have this other persona, which is a lot of fun, very Western swingy sort of stuff. Jerry will be sitting in with them as Colonel Mel Sharpie.
Oh, that sounds like fun. Again, it's a who's who of bluegrass in the Catskills Mountain. It's July 19th through the 22nd, so it's coming right up. It's right on our doorstep, and the festival is on our doorstep. You guys are in Oak Hill in Greene County. Mm-hmm. Beautiful space down there. That's such a beautiful area you have. You managed to find one of the most remote locations that's also easily accessible.
It's kind of what, again, Mary Dowd, who has just wonderful overall vision of where she wants to take the festival and what she wants it to be all about and the feel. The adage is the fish rots from the head down. Well, it also, you know, all the good stuff filters down from the top to the, you know, to the rest of us. And Mary Dowd was really the, you know, the visionary of the festival. And we had to move kind of suddenly from the site that we had in Columbia County now 11 years ago. That went fast, but 11 years ago, the site that we were on was sold. Gee, the new owner didn't want 8,000 of his not closest friends in his backyard during that time. So we looked for a new space, and she came up during the winter and really beat the bushes and found just a beautiful farm in the Walsh farm, and the families just really embraced the festival. They're big music fans. They're really a big part of the festival, too.
Mary Burdett, yeah. GrayFoxBluegrass.com. The Grey Fox Bluegrass Festival happening July 19th through the 22nd. Mary, I hate to put you on the spot. If you had to be pressed into saying there was one thing you wanted to make sure you did not miss this time around, what would you think that would be?
Oh, that's really not fair. But I mean, aside from all the ones that we just talked about, I have to say, I love the Wood Brothers. To me, amazing songwriting, amazing singing, and their instrumentation. I'm a bass player, so the bass player in the Wood Brothers is, to me, just so great, and they just have great energy. So I really don't want to miss the Wood Brothers.
Awesome.
I may, because I get kind of busy here, but I don't want to miss them.
I bet you do. Well, Mary, I know you're very busy right now leading up to it, and I thank you for giving us a little bit of your time to talk a little bit about this awesome festival.
Well, thanks, Chris. It was really my pleasure, and thanks for calling, and I hope to see you this weekend.